This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do up there. A bunch of stuff you can do to be involved, get involved, be part of. I really want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the solution. We all want you to be part of the solution. It's so hard to do sometimes because you heard what happened with Kimberly earlier in the show, how she was, you know, she's been drummed out of a state, drummed out of a job when she was fighting a good fight for us. Not recently, but a few years back. What's that all about? What happened to freedom of speech? What happened to your ability, your right to be able to say what you want to say? Be able to fight for what you believe is right. Is it really that bad now? Just asking. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said before, we're not losing. I don't want to say we're losing the battle, because we're not. We're not losing the overall battle. We are losing some of these smaller fights, some of the fights that we should be able to have and not have to worry about. Don't you think? I do. There's so much going on. You guys are sending me so many stories, I don't even know where to start. This is a good one, though, because this is really, you know, one of the things that we talk about regularly in the show is censorship, right? And I'm watching some of the stories going out there today. You know, Michelle Malkin today was, I guess, on Twitter. She there's certain stories or certain sites that she can no longer post to. Facebook has come out and said that they're going to start cracking down on conservative, mostly conservative pages. They're going to actually take them down before they put up anything wrong if they see that they're going down that path like other conservative pages that have been pulled have gone down. Right, so now they're going to guess as to whether they're going to do something wrong or not. Isn't that nice? They're going to guess at it. How sweet. God. And you see this stuff happen over and over and over again. A local newspaper that I deal with, they had an opinion piece that was put up. Now, the opinion piece was a little whacked and it was a little off. Person went a little too far down one road. But it's an opinion piece. You accept it in. Let people decide whether they believe that person or not. Let people decide whether they think that person is whacked or not. When did it become censorship? When did the paper decide that your opinion it matters or doesn't matter for other people to hear? I mean, even the flat earthers who believe themselves to be correct, it's an opinion. Put it in the paper. Facebook has cracked down on, you know, vaccine misinformation. Now, here's the thing. I know extremely sane, competent people, doctors even, that don't believe in vaccines. Now, let me rephrase that. It's not that they don't believe in them at all. Some of them believe in them and say, I want you to think about something. Take a baby in his first year, whose immune system is barely working, if at all, who gets most of the strength for the immune system and for its own body from mom's milk. Then take that and let's give it a shot that has a disease, but a flu shot, just for giggles. Well, it has no immune system. What they'll tell you is, well, that's right, because the little immune system it does have will see this, will deal with this vaccine, and be familiar with it later on. Great, wonderful. But they don't do one. They do 4, 5, or 6 shots at once. In an immune system, they can barely handle one. Delivery system, some of the metals that are in those shots, they don't even want you in an adult. Why can't you put them in a child shot? See, simple stuff. And just to tell us, because the government's never lied to us before, right? But to simply tell us the government says it's all safe and good doesn't cut it. The other part of this argument, if you would, is really simple. Why does my kid have to get vaccinated when all the other kids are vaccinated? He's the only one that's going to get it, right? Isn't that how it works? See, just by mere fact that you say the vaccine is administered so your son or daughter won't get sick, even if they're exposed to it. Well, then you're lying. What you're saying, there has to be 100% buy-in or else. I'm just saying. So you want to talk about censorship? Facebook now has come down and said, okay, we're going to pull anti-vaxxing posts, maybe even pages. So they can decide what's truth, what's not truth, what you get to see, what you get to talk about. I mean, let me ask you a question. Has society become so stupid, have we become so dumbed down that we need Twitter or Facebook or what have you to help us, to tell us what to think and how to think? Just ask it. Now, Facebook is taking heat for allowing anti-vaxxer communities to flourish. They shouldn't be allowed to do so. Say, all right, what are we talking about here? What are we doing? What kind of censorship are you seeing coming around the corner? Especially if Facebook is allowed to decide what you see and what you don't see. Show me senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby, it looks like
I don't know what's gonna help. No, we're gonna wipe out Congress. Gonna wipe out Congress and start over. That's how you gonna fix it, right? I mean, seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Where, you know what? Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of the show, the topic. If it's a topic you want me to take on, something you want me to do, just let me know about it. Be more than happy to, we'll say, take a look at it. You know what I mean? So, I got like 10 stories in front of me. I don't even know. I'm like a kid in a candy store, and you say, I can have anything I want wherever I want it. You know? Anyway, 855, like I said, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. We were talking about how, you know, again, censorship. What are you allowed to put? What should you be allowed to put in the paper? What should you be allowed to put online? Now, I know I've had some of you frown at me, but, you know, I'm one of those guys who says, look, you can pretty much do anything you want. When you actually call, though, for the physical harm to a person or group, I think that's wrong. I don't think I should go up. I mean, it's one thing to say, no, I don't have a Jewish neighbor, so I can do this. I can't stand my Jewish neighbor. Okay? And I wish something happened so they're going to have to move out. Right? That's a generality, right? But if I sat here and said, matter of fact, I'll pick on Italians. That way you can't, right? I can't stand Italians. You know, they're smelly. They grow tomatoes all over the place. They have no lawn. I go all this stuff, and they really need to be. If you run into one, you need to drive them out of your neighborhood. You need to make sure they don't move. You know, that stuff is not acceptable. When you talk about wiping out a group of people. We should have never given them Israel. We should have wiped them out when we had the chance. That's unacceptable. I mean, seriously. But freedom of speech means listening and seeing things that you would find uncomfortable. Right? So when AOC was talking about the Benjamins and all that other stuff, does she have a right to freedom of speech? Of course she does. Nobody should have beat her up for necessarily what she said. What they should have beat her up for was the position that she was in and the influence that she has. Now, notice that the left came right to her aid with freedom of speech. But they would never do that for me. They would never do that for somebody on the right that kind of said the same things. What if somebody said on the right said the exact same thing about Muslims? Because the Benjamins were a reference to money, which they've always been tied to. The Jews have always been tied to, thought of people that had all the money, controlled the money, controlled people because they had all the money in a negative way. I mean, we can have a field day with some of the things that the Islamic nation has been tagged with. We don't do it. We don't need to do it. So where does censorship start and stop? What is okay to post? What's not okay to post? What should a newspaper or other publication pull down, or what should it leave up? So when you have Facebook coming through and saying, well, they're going to pull the anti-vax stuff down because it's too much for people to deal with and it's too dangerous to society. You know, what's really funny, too, is let's follow the money. Isn't that what you guys always tell me when you send me emails? Follow the money? Sure, I'd love to follow the money. Well, in the pharmaceutical world, where does all the money go? Who gets the money? What is one of the largest lobbying groups pretty much in the world, I'm sure? Yes, the pharmaceutical companies. So when do we get in line to figure out, and I don't mean get in line in a bad way, I mean, when do we get in line with those people that want to use their brains, that want to think things through, that actually want to look at what's going on and think, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Child vaccines are not tested to the same level. Some aren't really tested at all from a safety and health standpoint for years on end before they let them go, unlike adult drugs. Facebook is currently looking for a way to provide 2.2 billion users of theirs more accurate information from expert organizations about the topic of vaccines. One of the first things they list, though, which I think is really funny, is the UN's World Health Service. The UN, right there. A little pause, right? The World Health Organization, they view anti-vaxxers as a top global threat, saying that the vaccine hesitancy threatens to reverse progress in tackling vaccine-preventable diseases. See, but my understanding, we'll have to do the vaccine show again. Because my understanding is when you're not, you know, what is it with information, garbage in, garbage out? If they're not getting real information, if they're not getting real information about these vaccines from people's kids, you know, I watched a story about vaccinations the other night. kids that were normal and happy. And you know, the advent of the cell phone and video cameras have made it tough to refute some of this stuff. So when you get your son or daughter bouncing around in that little, remember that little plastic thing you put your kids in and they're bouncing up and down the whole time? You're thinking, oh my God, if that was me as a grown-up, I would have thrown up by now. Right? You see them doing that for weeks on end. And then they go get their vaccine shot, and they never do it again. They're lethargic. They just sit in a chair looking around like they can't figure out what's going on. And the only commonality, you don't think that happens, and the only commonality with a boatload of kids is the shot. Or shots. And then pharmaceutical companies are saying it's just a coincidence. How long do you let them get away with that? Why can't you talk about it? Why can't you lay it up there? Should Facebook, again I ask, should Facebook be allowing you, or should they be allowed, to drop the pages? Should they be allowed to pull the posts, drop the stories? I don't think so. I think we need to use our brains. Remember, when you go to Facebook or Twitter or any of those, if you're looking for 100% truth and you trust that thing 100%, maybe you need to be locked up somewhere to keep yourself safe from yourself. Right? Because, listen, not everything on that interweb is real. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about, shameful actions of a media company. The Costa and CNN are at it again. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines, the acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, says President Trump's budget proposal includes money for the border wall.
Federal resources and frontline defenders are overwhelmed at the southern border, and the fiscal year 2020 budget provides sizable funding of an $8.6 billion for full completion of the wall and other border security resources.
Reaction from Arizona Congressman Republican Andy Biggs, speaking on Fox News,
about why he supports the $8 billion included in the budget for building the wall.
They want to build a wall and extend it. What we're doing with his emergency declaration doesn't get the job done. The report's out, Arizona last couple years, enough fentanyl seized to kill between 70 and 80 million Americans in Arizona alone from the border. And that's when you look at that, that's an emergency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
Yes, we are back. You're listening to the Real Side. What the heck? You're listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, we were talking about the media. And what do you let them get away with? What should they be allowed to get away with? Should they be allowed to censor what and when we say? Now, they'll tell you no. Right, that it's all freedom of speech, but they do it. These papers censor, twist, tweak, do whatever on words that you say, things that you do. Now, for the first time, I think they haven't had, I think there hasn't been a White House press conference in the end of January, I think. But Sarah Sanders, I don't know, maybe it's in their DNA, I don't know. Right? She started going around and around and around and around and around again with Jim Acosta. I think Jim just likes to fight bored. Must have a bored home life. Right? The exchange was prompted after NBC's Haley Jackson initially asked Sandra if Trump truly believes that Democrats hate Jews, following Trump's declaration last week that Democrats are anti-Israel and anti-Jewish. The White House press secretary declined to answer directly, noting that the president has laid out his position on the matter in the past. How many times do you want me to repeat myself? You're that dumb? You don't know how to write it down? Why don't you bring your pad up here? I'll write it down for you. How's that? Democrats have had a number of opportunities to condemn specific comments and have refused to do that. Sanders said, referring to the ongoing controversy surrounding Representative Omar, right, she wouldn't let it go. Sanders eventually called on Acosta, whom she has feuded with on a regular basis during the past press briefings. CNN's White House correspondent opened with a question about whether Trump tried to block AT&T's merger with Time Warner. After Sanders said she was not aware of any such conversation, Acosta circled back to the situation between Democrats and Jews, asking if Trump's rhetoric is beneath the American people. Are these people serious? What's beneath? The Democrats have claimed for years to love the Jews and would go ahead and put the embassy in Jerusalem where it belonged. They never did. I thought when you loved somebody, when you cared about somebody, you did stuff for them. No, they didn't do it. Obama, God, a blame-o, he showed his love for the Jews by really not supporting them. You know, we've read all kinds of stories since he got out of office that he thought Netanyahu and others like him couldn't stand him. Right? Didn't like the way the Jews operated. Didn't like, you know, they were people of strength. Look at how much power they have. Obama hated people of power, I guess. I don't know. Just saying. And it doesn't stop there. I mean, show me what have the Dems done? Well, hey, I'll give them further with this. What have the Dems done to show that they love the Jews, the black community? I'm talking recently. Because I'm telling you what, I don't think that they've done them a lot of favors over the decades. I think President Trump was exactly right when he said, hey, you've been voting for them for 60 years. Give me a shot. Right? Do you think the president thought at all going into 2020 campaign that the rhetoric just needs to be lowered? Whether it's talking about Democrats, the media, immigrants, should we just plan on hearing the president use the same old language that we've heard in 2016? Right? This is, now, Cost is asking these questions. It's kind of like, why don't you get with the real issues, Jim? Why don't you ask what the president thinks, what Sarah thinks, what the next moves for North Korea are? What do you think? I'm just asking. Ask Sarah what's going on with China and the tariffs. Are we any closer? Do we give on some, not give on others? Sanders responded that it's a shame that Democrats won't come together and condemn, and she's so right. Sanders responded that it's a shame that Democrats won't come together and condemn anti-Semitic remarks. She said, I think this is a great shame. The president has been clear on what his position is, and that he supports the people of Israel. I would have said, what about you guys? Jim, is what she said okay? Why don't you turn the question back on them? And when they say, well, I'm asking the questions here, I say, yes, you did. Now I'm asking you one. Acosta said that Democrats don't hate Jewish people. That's just silly. It's not true. Sanders told Acosta Democrats should call out their members by name if they don't want to be aligned with anti-Semitic rhetoric. And at that point, Sanders has had it with him. She gave him a lot of credit. She waited way too long. Sorry, Jim, she said, before calling out the next reporter, I'm moving on. Costa asked his question anyway, reminding Sanders that Trump once said that there were very fine people on both sides of a violent white supremacist rally in Charleston, Virginia, essentially suggesting that there were very fine people, the Nazis, Acosta said. See what he does? But you got to give Sanders credit. I love her. I love the way she doesn't let him get away with anything. Sanders fired back and said, that's not at all what the president was stating. See, I would use Jim's words on him. Like he just said a minute ago, you know, no, that's not what the Democrats believe. That's silly. No, Jim, that's not what the president believes. That's silly. The president has been incredibly clear, consistently repeating condemnation, hatred, bigotry, and racism in all forms. She wouldn't let up on him either. I don't know. You know, his press pass needs to be shredded. Not CNN's, don't get me wrong. Big difference between keeping somebody from showing up or taking a particular person's press pass away, but still allowing the organization to bring in anybody else that they want. But you won't hear that from them. They want to say the president's trying to squelch freedom of speech. Well, he's not. He's trying to squelch stupid speech, stupid questions. It's really that simple. There's an article on the Hill that says if President Trump is to win, he's got to use the veto pen. And I agree. I agree. I keep saying, look, guys, I love the president as much as you do. No, really. I'm glad he's fighting for us. I'm glad he's there for us. But when's he going to be there for us? And what I mean by that is that he keeps talking about this stuff. Maybe I should. I ought to. Whatever. Do it. Maybe I should release the papers on the investigation of the email server. No. Not maybe. Yes, you should do it. Just do it. Really that simple. Just do it. So Trump released his third White House budget proposal today. His acting budget director, Russ Vought, he was happy with him for crafting a plan that promotes fiscal restraint. Now, under his budget request, hundreds of wasteful programs will be eliminated. We did this a couple of years back. We went through programs that were decades old. And in those decades, or being decades old, in those decades, they have done nothing but increase the budget to things that don't... Look, there was, if I recall right, maybe some of you geniuses can find us. There was a department... It's only $10 million a year. Only $10 million. I say that so easily. There was a department that got $10 million a year. And their only goal was to make sure that telephone lines were being planned for and being used. I mean, there were other things they did too, but the biggest amount of money they got was to make sure that telephones were available to everybody in the middle of the country. Maybe we should flip that to the internet. Should make sure the internet is available to everybody in the country. I'm just saying. Now, under the budget request, hundreds of wasteful programs will be eliminated, and every domestic agency will be required to take a 5% cutback on spending. Now, Vought has told others, no other administration has proposed this level of spending reductions, not even Ronald Reagan. The problem is that Trump is also facing a stonewall of resistance to all his budget priorities. Even before the budget was released, the Democrats said, no. See, until we take a swipe at these things, until we start taking some of these things down, slowing them down, we're never going to get out of the mess we're in. David Fisher says it all the time. We have no plan to reduce our spending. Therefore, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to get better. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Not finished with this. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018.
This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extend-A-Bite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-A-Bite.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here, the real life. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaging. Remember, head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You know, we've got, again, coffee mugs up there. We've got T-shirts. We've got all kinds of stuff we can sell, all kinds of things that you need to be involved with. And I say that because remember what I told you, all right? The deal is this. Facebook, as we just talked about in the last hour, Facebook is squelching conservative commentators. Facebook is pulling pages, pulling down posts in the whole nine yards. We can't make money if we can't get the message out. It's hard for us to get sponsors when they don't know who's listening or what's listening. Right? And many of us, like we are, a lot of terrestrial stations, regular radio stations, if you would. And that's another thing. Call your local station. If they don't carry the show, call your station. Say, why don't you carry the show? What is wrong with you people? Don't you know good radio when you hear it? Really, seriously, that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being involved in the whole thing. So, let's get back at it. In order for Trump to win, some are feeling that he really has to. It is time for a veto. And when I say that, you know what I mean, right? In other words, he's got to style, I don't want to say groveling. He's got to do what he said he's going to do. And when it comes to, you know, whatever, the budget, for instance, if they send him a budget that he doesn't like, just veto the darn thing. They don't have the power to override it. They want to take the blame for shutting down the government. I know, you don't want to shut down the government because we're going to look bad. Well, how are we going to look when we have people that don't support the president? He can't get the wall done. He can't do the things that he needs to do. And again, I think that he didn't realize how deep the swamp ran. Right? And he's talking about balancing the budget, about making some decent cuts in the budget. David Fisher has talked to us about the problem with spending. So if he's going to make this work, if he really wants to see a change, he's going to have to get that pen out. And he's going to have to enforce the latest budget that he's come up with, that he wants. Now, he's used the pen, the veto pen, sparingly. But it is his best weapon, right, to prevent us getting deeper and deeper and deeper into a fiscal hole. He said it, you know, when Ryan presented it and a few others. I'm not going to sign another budget like this. I'm not going to do this again. He needs to start getting some real serious wins. That's what he needs. Right? The first two budgets were totally ignored by the Republican Congress when he put them out there. Because he didn't have, like I said, he didn't have the support he needed. We spend money, forgive me, boys, like drunken sailors are gone for the weekend, out for the weekend. Trump now has to face, I mean, isn't that nice of them doing this for him earlier? Trump now has to face House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, whose Democrat caucus wants free everything. Can't get money for the wall, but they want just as much money for free college and free this and free. And I got news for you. Those kids that go to college that want free tuition, they won't learn anything. They'll get nothing out of it. If you can go to school and just go to school and just go to school and live off the government, why wouldn't you? Most of them would do it. Most of them. Not all of them. Most of them. I personally know people kept going to school. Partially to skirt the payments. The other thing is they thought they wanted this and they didn't. Then they went to school for something else and they didn't want that and they couldn't make up their mind. House Financial Services Chairwoman Maxine Waters said that she's committed to increasing the budget on social programs and reversing the few cuts that Trump has already made. We've got to keep spending that money. They've got to keep spending your money. I've told you this for years. I told you this when Obama was in office. And I said, look, how are you going to go into that booth and pull the lever for the person that's going to cut your money? That's going to take money out of your pocket. The only idea for paying the Green New Deal and Medicare for All and a $15 minimum wage, Social Security, I mean, think about this. Social Security benefit hikes, free college tuition, repealing Republican tax cuts, making everybody work at bringing minimum wage at $15 an hour for everybody. Start to lay the foundation for the Green Deal. Make sure that illegals have all the legal representation they need. Make sure they get welfare money for in a system they've never paid into. Make sure that our vets are still dying at the tune of 22 to 25 a day. Making sure they don't get the benefits that they need, the health care that they need, the living accommodations that they need. Think about a group of people say they love and they care. And the Democrats aren't really struck by veterans sleeping in the streets, sleeping in cardboard boxes. Yet they are about the people coming over the border. They want to make sure they have a safe place, that they have a place to sleep, bring their kids to get medical attention. How about our veterans having a place, getting the medical attention they need, having a warm place to sleep? What do you think? You think that might work for them? Most powerful tool that Trump has is the veto. He needs to use it. And coming up in the months ahead, he needs to use the lot. He needs to show them he means business. See, it works both ways. When he doesn't sign off on something, or he lets the government shut down for a couple of weeks, and then he gives in, and that's what Pelosi's doing. She's running around telling everybody he's going to give it again. He doesn't want the aggravation. Powerful presidents have used the veto power to assert their control over Congress. Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt. They used it routinely to... I want you to think about something. Franklin Roosevelt used it routinely to stop overspending. What do you think of that? All right, Abraham Lincoln used it. Grover Cleveland, an underrated president. He vetoed more than 1,000 special interest spending bills. What do you think of that? Reagan was reluctant to use the veto. Well, in his first term. He preferred to play nice with Congress. Once he finally realized that they weren't going to play nice, he started vetoing stuff on a regular basis. I don't blame him. Look, you reach out to somebody. You play nice a couple of times. After that, you're done. It is done. I say this on a regular basis, too. Listen, we are still playing by the gentleman's rules of engagement as Republicans. We need to stop. We need to stop that. We need to fight guerrilla warfare with warfare. Guerrilla warfare. You know, the old saying, you need to fight fire with fire. No, no, no. You need, if they, what's that saying from The Untouchables? Remember that scene? Sean Connery says, they send one of yours to the hospital, you send one of theirs to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. That's what we need to start doing. I'm not joking. That's what we need to start doing. They won't give him money for the wall. I'd start cutting money from entitlement programs that the Dems are sweet on. Maybe you want to wake them up? Make it illegal to send a dollar. See, notice why I picked a dollar. To even send as much as a dollar to an illegal going to school, going to college. Right? Or do one better. Force the DOJ to enforce immigration laws. If you're here illegally, get picked up. Period. End of discussion. And that guy that likes to run around, and I can't think of the attorney's name out of San Francisco, he's here illegally. He knows he's here illegally. He doesn't care. He went to school. He got a law degree. How do you get a law degree? How do you get a license to practice law when you swear on upholding the Constitution and you've broken law? You already broke the law. You're living a lawless lifestyle, if you would. How do you get that license? Because the state looks they just look in the opposite direction. They don't care. This is not going to get better until we push back. And those of you who think we got it in the bag 2020, then we'll lose again. Don't think we have it in the bag. Get off your butts. Get your friends off their butts. Get your loved ones off their butts. And let's get a move on. What do you think? Right, get involved with your local party. If you don't want to get involved with your local party, get a tea party, a conservative club, whatever, at a club. Get involved and get engaged and get rolling. This is crazy. If we lose again because of laziness, if we lose again, I don't want to hear about the money because I know groups that have won, really won races that have been the underdog by big bucks. Not little bucks, big bucks. Write this down for tomorrow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Star Parker is going to join me tomorrow night. If you don't know who she is? Look her up. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you put up with us, or you love us, or whatever it is, but come back tomorrow.